Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, Luke chapter 7, verses 13 through 17. Luke wrote, "When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, 'Don't cry.' And then he went up, and he touched the bier they were carrying the young man on, and the bearers stood still. And he said, 'Young man, I say to you, get up.' And the dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. And they were all filled with awe and praised God. 'A great prophet has appeared among us,' they said. 'God has come to help his people.' And the news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country." When Jesus and his disciples entered this little town of Nain, they were stopped by a funeral procession. Pallbearers were carrying a dead man to his grave amid sounds of mourning and sobs of grief. The man was an only child. His father had died. His mother was left alone. But Jesus was in town. Jesus saw the mother's pain, her grief-stricken face, her broken heart. Jesus was moved with compassion. Imagine the mother's surprise when Jesus, a man she did not know, told her to stop crying. Imagine her confusion when Jesus halted the procession and spoke directly to the dead man. "Young man, I say to you, get up." Visualize the combination of shock and joy when her son sat up and began to talk. Dead people don't rise up from the casket unless Jesus is in town. Jesus enters our lives, which are filled with pain and confusion. There's loss and discouragement. There are deaths of loved ones and deaths of our dreams, fears that fill our days and doubts that cloud our future. We worry. We are anxious. We feel defeated. Then Jesus comes to town. He loves us. His heart goes out to us. He speaks his peace to our hearts. Everything changes when Jesus comes to town. Lord, today I give you my pain, my grief, my confusion. I give you my fear and anxiety. Please speak peace to my heart. Transform my doubt to trust. Fill me with awe by your work in my life. In your name I pray. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you about anything going on in your life, send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.